tonight. I ain't drunk.
Hola, damas y caballeros, y bienvenidos a otro gran episodio de Matt's Not Here.
Hey, what's up, and welcome to episode 8, season 2 of
Matt's Not Here.
On this episode, we discuss the idea and theory behind the Mandela Effect. Why do you think it's called Bernstein Bears instead of
Bernstein?
Or was it Shaq or Sinbad who played in that movie Shazam or Shazam? Who knows? Shifted into a parallel reality when Andre got shot? Let's talk about it on this episode of
That's Not Here.
I saw you hit that button. I'm not gonna fucking sing on this podcast.
Why not?
Because you're not gonna rap.
No, I'm too tired for that.
Oh boy.
I don't even know why I'm doing this podcast right now.
I know,
so
we
tired.
Are all extremely tired. This is gonna be a weird episode. Again, what's new?
Yeah, well, it's actually a different episode because this episode was actually suggested by one of our listeners.
Oh my god, who?
So big shout out to Yoli.
Yoli! She's been out...
whoop, whoop, whoop.
Thank you.
She's been a long time listener. She's been listening since the beginning.
Yeah.
And
she's an OG.
Yeah, we actually had a long argument about this particular subject or topic the other day.
We heard about it. We heard she kicked your ass in the fight.
No, she tried. She failed.
Right.
Miserably.
Of course, that's what he says.
Yeah.
He got beat up.
Shut the fuck up.
She slapped shit out of him, didn't she?
I wish you guys could see this right now, but he has a black eye.
Dude, it's huge.
Yeah, it is.
He's got a chipped tooth.
Guys, we don't want to talk about that right now. What we do want to talk about is our sponsor, Anchor. No, I'm just kidding.
We're going to talk about that later.
We'll talk about that later. But for now, I want to talk about this.
Jesus.
No, not this dick. Nobody wants to hear about that. What I do want to talk about is what we were arguing over. And I want you guys to kind of tell me what you feel about this particular topic. We were talking about the Mandela Effect.
Okay.
Or as it's known in other realms, they're false memories. So, do you guys know what the Mandela Effect is?
I have an idea.
Yeah. And I'll tell you right now, my stance on it is kind of in the middle. I feel like it's a case-by-case scenario. Some of them are false memories. Some of them, I feel like, is actually a Mandela Effect.
Mm-hmm.
And not a false memory.
Well, it's a shared false memory, but do you guys know why it was dubbed the Mandela Effect?
Nelson Mandela.
Exactly.
In his studies and research.
No, it goes... fuck you, asshole.
It's because he got his... He died in prison.
No, he didn't.
Exactly. People think he did, though.
Yeah.
But, you see, he died when he did die in prison in the other reality we used to live in. But when Humbe got shot, we all shifted over to a new reality where he didn't die in prison.
I'm actually kind of intrigued.
Okay, I'll go further into this.
Called the multiverse.
I'll go further into this after you read this for our listeners.
Yeah.
Because I have a whole theory on why the Mandela Effect exists, and it has to do with Humbre getting shot.
Okay. Well, psychologists explain the Mandela Effect via memory and social effects, particularly false memory. This involves mistakenly recalling events or experiences that have not occurred or distortion of existing memories, which is kind of weird. Like,
right.
Because when I was talking to Yoli, we were arguing back and forth about Shazam.
Yeah.
The movie that does not exist, but she somehow recalls it vividly.
Right.
She recalls actually seeing the movie. She even
right.
described the plot of
a
the movie.
A lot of people do.
And I'm like,
I don't know how you're describing it. It doesn't exist.
That's just it. Okay, so this goes back to what I was talking about when we shifted into the new reality. There was a point in time in our reality, at least what was once our reality, where the movie Shazam with Sinbad existed. Where the kids found the lamp, they rubbed it, Shazam came out, and he's all, yo, what's up, and all that shit, and then the movie happened. Right?
But what was the plot? Smartass.
I have smoked a shit ton of weed since then. I don't remember.
That's what it is. You were probably high as fuck.
I was 12 years old when that came out. I was not high as fuck.
Maybe living less in than Florida? 12.
Maybe less than 12.
If you were in Florida, you were probably high as fuck.
No, because I didn't smoke weed until I was about 15. Shut up. Anyway. These two looking over at each other like I'm bullshitting. Motherfucker, no.
Jankum?
Anyway, I will force feed you, Jankum. So, when Hombre got shot, right, we shifted over into a separate reality that's running congruently with ours.
It's running parallel.
Running concurrently. Concurrently. Fuck you. English was never my strong suit.
Is that even a word?
It's the same
it is.
Thing.
It is.
It's the same thing as concurrently. Yeah.
But I think you meant parallel.
It's a parallel universe that's running the same time as ours, where in that reality, in the reality we're in now, Shaq played not Shazam, but Kazam. Mm-hmm. But in the other reality, Sinbad played Shazam, not Kazam. Right? And when Hombre got shot, we were shifted into this one, and there's a ton of us that still have vivid memories of the Shazam movie with Sinbad as opposed to the Kazam movie with Shaq.
So you're saying all this correlates to a gorilla getting shot?
Yes.
Yeah, don't you see 2020? Like, mm-hmm. everything yes. after Harambe's death has been downhill.
Right?
That's true. I mean, 2020 is a shit show.
Exactly. And we would be in a better show had they not killed that gorilla, because that gorilla was just trying to protect that little kid.
Dicks out for Harambe.
Dicks out for Harambe.
Dicks out for Harambe.
Zip!
Now,
no, no. Harambe requests that it stays in there, please.
Harambe's not here to request that.
I had a vision, and
if Harambe was alive, Brett's, you know, penis would not be coming out on air right now.
If Harambe was alive, this podcast might not even be a thing.
Exactly.
If Harambe was alive, this podcast might not need to be a thing.
If Harambe was alive, I probably would have never met both of you guys.
Exactly. Too bad, unfortunately, he died and you had to meet us.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I don't regret it.
Liar.
You guys make me laugh. Sometimes.
We try.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
We try.
Yeah, you know. Mission accomplished.
Yay!
And I hope we can make you guys laugh. And if we are making you laugh, please go ahead and leave us a message on our Instagram. Or
follow us at Matt's Not Here.
Yeah, yeah.
On Facebook. Because
we want to hear from you guys. We really do want to hear from you guys. Like I said, today's topic was suggested by a listener. So, obviously, we do listen to you guys. We want your input. We want to be able to talk about topics and subjects that you guys are interested in, not just the ones that we're interested in. So, let's continue on with this. I say Shazam never existed. Kazam, yes. I watched it, unfortunately. Twice, unfortunately.
Yeah, it wasn't that great.
It was a shitty movie. It was terrible.
Shaq is not an actor.
Shaq does not know how to act. The script was garbage.
Wasn't he in Space Jam?
No, that was Michael Jordan.
It was only Michael Jordan, though, huh?
Yeah, no, Shaq
wasn't
there.
I thought there were some other guys in there. I know Michael Jordan was in
there.
There
was a bunch of other basketball players, but...
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't remember.
It's been forever.
I think Larry Bird is in there.
He is.
Yeah.
But that's about it. Charles Barkley, I think, was in there too. I want to say.
I don't know basketball.
I don't know either, but I'm just naming random basketball players, and I'm hoping I nail it. Kobe was in there, I think. No, Kobe was probably still in grade school.
Pretty sure he wasn't, but okay.
He might have been in junior high. You don't know.
Anyway.
Dicks out for Kobe.
Dicks out for Kobe.
Dicks out for Mamba.
Dicks out for Mamba. Vape for Mamba.
For those of you that don't know, my fist is up right now. You fuck. Vaping in the studio, you son of a bitch. You know the rule against that.
There is no rules.
There is.
No, we're living in the Thunderdome. Or just about.
Why don't we just shift into a different reality
where he didn't
vape, actually that'd be better, where we can vape in here.
I like that reality.
Not in that
can
reality.
We shift into that one?
Here, I'm gonna shift you into a different reality.
Not in that reality.
Ugh.
Nope.
Oh, okay, let me get this big giant box mod back here.
We are not in that reality.
And in this reality, Brett got breast implants because he lost the bet. Wow, those are some nice
knockers.
What kind
of reality do you guys want to get into?
That's not, speak for him. Don't speak for me. Oh, jeez. That's the last thing I'd want to see.
Let's continue on, shall we? So,
please.
my example was that the thing is that she recalled it so vividly, and I'm like, how are you recalling it so vividly? She swears 100% that she saw it.
It straight up could have been a parallel reality where that did exist, and you weren't, like, the timeline that we're in right now together, the one that she's sharing with you, she could have shifted into a different one. You don't notice the shifts because it's minute little changes.
And I kind of want to agree with you only because there are times where I'm like, I can't remember my past vividly.
Yeah.
Like,
I think some of
it. I seriously cannot remember my past. I was hanging out with some friends recently, and they were bringing up, like, oh, hey, you remember when we did this and this? I'm like, I really don't. Well, remember I met you at this show? No, I don't remember you. I remember her, but I don't remember her. I don't remember half these people. I'm like, no.
Maybe you just got a shitty memory.
I mean, I probably do, but my memory is, I'd say it's decent.
I got a good memory.
But if I met somebody a long time ago, I'm pretty good at remembering them. But yeah, they claim that, like, I spoke to them all night and I was hanging out with them. I'm like, no, I don't remember that night that way. I mean, you guys remember it a different way. So it's odd.
Yeah.
It's very odd.
I mean, I had a cat for a couple years and my mom doesn't even remember the cat, and she's the one that named it. And when her ex came down.
Wait, what?
Yeah, when her ex came down, like, several months ago and stayed with us for, like, a weekend or something,
that's some crazy shit, dude.
Didn't remember the cat either.
What the fuck? It's like it never existed?
I'm like, holy shit, this is a Mandela effect right here, but this is, like, a parallel reality shift.
Can we consider the possibility that perhaps you imagined this cat?
Yeah.
No, she named it. We had it forever.
Maybe for it was years. An imaginary cat?
I remember going and picking it up from the pound. I remember keeping pictures? It at her work. I actually do have a picture somewhere.
Okay, I want to see this photographic
evidence. It was taken on one of those old little Star Wars cameras that you'd get from the box tops or whatever.
We look at the picture, there's nothing there.
Right, and he sees the cat.
Dude.
Psychosis confirmed.
But I feel like with the Mandela stuff and the false memories, I feel like it's a case-by-case situation. Like, for instance, Fruit Loops. People remember it being spelled fruit, like fruit, right? But with the little O's or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually spelled fruit a different way. With the O's being...
It's F-R-O-O-T.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's how I remember it.
I've always remembered it like that.
What if it's really not like that?
What if it actually is, though?
Well, how about... Was it Jif or Jiffy?
It was... Gif.
Gif?
No, it was Jif. It's always Jif.
GIF. It's always been Jif.
I remember Jiffy, though.
Gif. I do remember Jiffy.
And the only Jiffy I know is Jiffy Pop.
Jiffy Lube.
Yeah.
Now, what about Looney Tunes?
Well, that one's always been double O.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's...
It's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's Looney Tunes. Like, tune, like, the tune, like, music.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Looney as in, like, the O's in the Looney part.
What? No.
Yeah, tunes, like, yeah.
What?
That's a Mandela effect for you.
No, that's
no, because it makes more sense for it to be tunes, as in cartoons.
Yeah, exactly.
It does, but that's not how it's spelled.
Holy shit. You fucking with me right now?
No.
I distinctly remember...
I told you.
It's tunes like iTunes.
Great product, by the way.
That is a Mandela effect. That is...
Fuck.
Why would they spell it like that? That's the wrong way to spell tunes, like cartoons, because you're watching
cartoons.
Because
it was never originally... That's the thing with the Mandela effect, is it never used to be spelled like that, and then there was a shift in reality to where we shifted to a reality where it is spelled like this.
Exactly. When Harambe got shot, we moved over here, where it's...
I'm pretty sure it was way before Harambe. I want to say it was before Harambe.
That's what you would think, because your mind is going back to that point, and it can't push past that.
Oh, God. You have me questioning everything now.
Yeah, I'm going to break your reality this week.
Fuck yeah.
Now, what about Sex and the City?
It's Sex that gets in you the in City. Trouble.
No, it's Sex and the City.
Oh, yeah. It was never Sex in the City.
Wait, what?
It's just people say Sex and the City because it's faster.
Oh, it's and? Oh, man.
What about Febreze?
It smells good.
F-E-B-R-E-E-Z-E?
No, one E.
What? What the fuck?
world's a joke.
No, but Breeze has two E's.
I know, but that's not how the branding, and that's not how
because you can't copyright that if you spell it properly.
I don't know if that's why, but
you can't copyright a word.
It's not Oscar Mayer either. It's Oscar Mayer.
Oh, or, that one I know.
Oscar Mayer. It's Oscar Mayer.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew that one.
Yeah. Skechers doesn't have a T in it either.
No, I knew that one too.
Okay. I don't wear those shoes anyway, so I don't care.
I own a pair.
Weirdo.
They're comfortable,
Velcro straps too.
No, they're for running. They're comfortable. At least for me. And they were affordable, so yeah. I also got the light up ones. Those are great. Yeah. I don't like this
this awkward quiet silence.
Yeah.
Brett over here.
Do you guys remember having a hyphen in the Kit Kat bar?
No, there's never been a hyphen.
I don't know.
There was a hyphen?
In our old reality there was. I never looked at the wrapper long enough to
No, so there wasn't, determine. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
This is one that gets me because I've worn so many Fruit of the Loom underwear.
Oh, the little
there's no cornucopia.
There's no cornucopia thingy. See, this is what makes me think we are in a separate reality because I vividly remember there being that basket thing, the cornucopia,
yeah,
with all the fruit and shit. Because I was like, oh, my dumbass, when I was a kid, I didn't know what it was called. So I was like, oh, that's the loom where all the fruit are. It's the fruit of that loom.
Mm.
And no, there is none because fucking Harambe got shot.
You used to think that was a loom?
We all know I'm an idiot.
I mean, when I was a kid, I used to think those no parking will be towed at owner's expense sign when the owner's expense was a place.
And I was like, yeah.
Woo! Smarty.
All right.
Cheez It or Cheez Its?
With a Z, Cheez Its.
Yeah.
There's no Z.
Fuck you, what?
No.
No, there's a Z.
No, it's Cheez It.
No, it's Cheez Its.
No, it's Cheez It.
I'm Googling this. No, it's Cheez It. No.
There's no Z, dude.
He doesn't want to accept our current reality.
He's actually searching on the laptop right now. And
oh, the Z was after cheese.
Yeah. It's a false memory, bro.
Or a Mandela effect.
My whole life is a false memory.
I'm a false memory.
You are a false memory. Are you guys even here right now, or have I been doing a podcast for 14, 18 episodes just by myself?
Dude.
I don't know.
I'm so sleep deprived right now that...
Yeah, I'm pretty tired.
Like...
I can help you guys with that.
I'm kind of trying or almost at the point where I'm believing what you're saying.
Well, there's only one F in Double Stuff Oreos.
Okay.
Do you believe that?
I never...
No, there's got to be two Fs, right?
I never questioned the F in Double Stuff.
There's only one F?
Yeah.
Why would they spell it wrong?
Stuff has two Fs.
I know.
Maybe they're fucking with us because they got the F out.
Hey!
The Flintstones has two T's.
The Flint to Stones.
Yes, Flint Stones.
Yeah, Stones.
It's not Flynn. It's Flint.
Flint Stones.
Yes, that one makes sense.
Yeah. All right, let's go with one more, and then, I don't know, we'll just keep going for a little bit, and then we'll take a little break, because I kind of want to get some water.
Yeah, I'm kind of thirsty right now.
Thirsty? Pikachu's tail, you guys remember having the black on the end? I used to draw it a lot as a kid, and I remember drawing the black part on the end.
That had a black part on the end.
Yeah,
at least in the old reality we used to be in.
Yeah, and then you go look up everything on the internet, and you find some fan art and stuff that has the black, but you don't find any official stuff with it anymore.
Because we shifted into a new reality after Harambe got shot.
Well...
I'm sticking
with
that.
What makes you think it's the whole Harambe thing?
Yeah, I don't think it's the Harambe thing, but
I don't think so.
Okay, then what shifted us into this new reality? Was it when they elected Trump?
No, it's not. I don't think it's one big thing that shifts us into this reality. It's little things over time that change certain things.
I think it's a butterfly effect.
Right.
Definitely a butterfly effect.
It's like a butterfly flapped his wings in Antarctica and pushed us into a new reality?
Sure, we'll go with that. I don't think you fully understand the butterfly effect, but, you know, nice try. Nice
what
try,
if,
sport.
What if the false memories we're having are just memories of how we used to remember them?
Good job, champ.
Thanks, Pop. Can we go get some fucking ice cream after this episode?
We'll go get some ice cream sandwiches.
Appreciate it.
Aw.
Does Ice Cream Man come around here?
No.
Do you even get a paletero? Dude, oh no, I forget where we're at. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even. I get those rarely. Not
the
even.
Credit is too high in this neighborhood.
I get ice cream trucks.
Wow, though. Fuck you, asshole.
Oh, come on. Tell me I'm not wrong, though.
Hey, don't tell me you don't like elotes, fool.
I'm not saying I don't, but yeah. I'm just saying, you know, the collective credit in this neighborhood is too high for that guy to come around.
That's true. That's true.
Go four streets over, you can get it.
Oh, man. I could now, shoot for a raspado right now.
Oh, raspado. You know what? Over by my house, they have raspados, mango
nieves. I like how you rolled the R on that.
Yeah.
Mango nieves.
Raspado.
What else?
Raspado.
Can you roll your R?
You know what we should have been doing this entire episode? We talked about it beforehand.
What?
We were doing the whole... I mean, we've been doing pretty good about not talking over each other, but none of us have been like, oh, my turn to talk, raising the hand thing that we agreed on.
Mm. I think we should try to not do that and don't make that a habit necessarily, because when we start filming, it's going to look stupid.
Yes, Lewis.
Oh, no, I was just saying if you guys were paying attention.
Dickhead, see? Now, that's you know what? Now we're not going to do it. Exactly. Now we're just going to end up talking over each other.
That's fine. Because
then when people start talking, we're just going to... This would be a fun way to for people to listen.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you guys annoyed with this yet?
Oh, that's a good good ad break right there, time.
No, not yet.
Oh, hello, man. Clarice.
Hello, Clarice.
He never said that.
No, he doesn't.
He just says good morning.
Bullshit.
He doesn't.
Fuck, dude, my whole reality is fucked.
He doesn't, but now that you mention it, I kind of remember him saying that.
Yeah, so do I.
I have a vivid memory of him saying, hello, Clarice.
It's like the whole, even the whole Star Wars one, the Luke, I am your father. He never says that.
No, it's, no, Luke, I am your father. Not Luke, I am your father.
Right.
No, Luke.
Yeah.
I am your father.
Yeah.
Well, just like it's freaking Freddie Mercury with the whole... We are the champions, you know?
Right.
You know, at the very end of the song, we are the champions. And at the very end, when it's going to end, it goes, of the world.
Right.
Yeah. It never says of the world at the end.
What's it say?
Nothing.
What?
At the very end of the song.
You're fucking with me.
The last part.
I'm gonna... Liar.
No, you're fucking with me. I distinctly remember him saying that.
Liar.
So do I.
What? No. No. Guys, you're shattering my reality.
No,
right,
false
now.
Memory. You were talking, there's Mandela effects, right? And it's supposedly there's the false memories.
Right. Mandela effect is a false memory, but it's a collective false memory.
I think that because there's more to it. I think it's reality. Different realities. I think there's a separation between actually having a false memory and having something where you shift realities, where it's something you actually remember that happened, but now it changed the timeline, so it didn't happen, but it did in another timeline. You kind of get what I'm saying.
But if we're living in an alternate timeline, why do we have memories of the previous timeline?
Because we were in that timeline.
Right.
They're all connected somehow.
Shouldn't those memories have dissipated?
Not necessarily.
No. That's why some people have memories of the events that happened in this timeline.
Mm.
And then collectively... some people have memories of the last one because they collectively shifted over from the last timeline while others didn't, right? Some people are shifting over, some people aren't.
And what
they
I
didn't
was,
hear that motorcycle.
Yeah, no, they didn't hear that.
Okay, good. Well, I did. It's annoying.
Now, what I was going to say with the false memory thing is like the Mr. Rogers theme song. You have, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, right? That's what a lot of people remember.
Beautiful day.
It was a beautiful day in this neighborhood. But then when you actually sit down and think about it, I'm kind of like, yeah, that was, it was that. It wasn't the neighborhood. So it was kind of like a false memory in that aspect.
In the neighborhood. Yeah. Well, then again, I never really watched Mr. Rogers. So,
you never watched Mr. Rogers?
I think we need to kick him off the podcast.
I didn't say I never watched it. I said I never really watched it enough. It was kind of slow. I'm sorry.
You didn't like to see
the train?
Yeah, the trolley? Yeah. Or like when he freaking had the mailman drop off the little tape you got to watch where...
I would typically fall asleep around that time.
Oh my God.
Oh, Mr. Rogers was his nap time.
It was my nap time. So was Barney. That shit was fucking slow as fuck.
Barney was my shit!
Fuck Barney.
It even says here, Sinbad never played a genie.
That's true. That's what I've been saying. I don't know why you guys remember that. He did that
College Humor skit.
Yeah. That was
great.
That one, yeah. That was great. Make sure we post the link.
To the College Humor skit?
Yeah, do it right now.
And Smokey the Bear is not Smokey the Bear, it's Smokey Bear.
It's Smokey the Bear.
No, there's no the, it's just Smokey Bear.
But everybody refers to him as Smokey the Bear.
Yeah. That one, I don't know if that's a false memory or if that's just like a parallel reality, I don't know.
Or maybe it's because it's...
That's kind of before my time and people have probably said a lot of Smokey the Bear and just got used to saying it by the time I was born. That...
Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll cut that.
No, we won't.
I know.
Shit, man.
We will take it
out. You're really shattering my reality right now, honestly. Shit. You know what? I need a breather. I need some water.
Yeah, we will take a water break and come back after these messages.
Holy shit. You fucking kidding me?
From Anchor.com.
And we're back. All right, cool. So let's get right back into it.
Let's do this.
So before we went on our little break, and I got some water, which, by the way, thank you for the water.
You're welcome. Matt's Not Here Studios offers fresh ice water too.
Free water.
Free excellent. Water to our hosts, $1 per glass to our guests.
Most excellent.
$1 per glass.
Only the best tap water.
Only the best tap water. We'll
guarantee you'll get 8 ounces of water for that dollar.
Yes.
We might even sneak in an extra ounce, you know.
If I like you.
Yeah. Step up from Flint County water.
Oh, boy.
A couple steps up from that. I'm sorry, our water's not flammable.
Or chewable.
Or chewable.
Have you tried that, the flame theory?
No, I haven't. I'm scared to. I don't want to find out that our water's flammable.
No, it probably just comes from that desalination plant or from where they turn the feces water, sewer water.
Into drinkable water?
Here's a fun water. Here's a fun one that I also got into a bit of an argument with Yoli.
Okay.
Monopoly Man.
Yeah.
Does he have a monocle?
No.
No.
No. Right?
No.
She claims he has a monocle.
She's wrong.
She even went as far as to say, no, you're wrong. I'm going to go find it. She searched and searched and searched. I'm like, you can search all night.
No, you're not going to find it.
He has a top hat.
He's got a top hat. She's like, well, tails.
She's like, well, that's because it's the new Monopoly Man. Which, by the way, Rich Uncle Pennybags, that's his name.
Yeah.
For those of you who are not informed.
Richard Pennybags.
Rich Uncle Pennybags. She's like, well, that's because that's the new Monopoly Man. You have to look at the vintage one. I'm like, all right, bet. I went on Google. I searched.
Wait. Did you just say bet? All right, bet?
Yeah, I did.
You've been hanging out with your kids a lot, haven't you?
I've been hanging out with Brett too much.
I say that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That came partly from Florida. Thank you, Tyler. Shout out, Tyler. Motherfucking Gray. Ride Until Death.
Jesus.
All your other initials.
You guys
OJG, GMT, ABCDEFG. What up, Tyler?
I really hope
you listen.
You guys are hella weird.
I'm finna kick your ass right now.
I don't say hella. For everybody that knows me, I don't say that.
I can't think of any other douchey California slang terms.
Well, finna is definitely not from here, but I'm glad he remembered that.
He's got finna, and that's a Florida thing.
The southern thing.
Look, I'm about to just push through this, and let's move on to the next bit.
Yeah, so, like I was saying.
The monocle guy.
Yeah, I researched it, and I found an old... Well, vintage, I should say. A vintage Monopoly set online.
Right.
No monocle.
No. Monocle.
And I even showed her. I'm like, look, there's the proof. You wanted evidence. There it is.
And he's got...
And no she's monocle. Still reluctant to accept it.
So she won't even accept the reality when it's in front of her face.
Well, here's the thing. It could be a Mandela effect. It could be a false memory. Because I think, like, with the Monopoly...
It could be that she's just wrong. Sorry, I'm done attacking you, Yoli. Thank you for listening.
Wow.
No, my conclusion was this. Perhaps she's thinking of Mr. Peanut.
Mr. Peanut had a monocle.
Yes, Mr. Peanut does have a monocle.
Well, you can merge two memories.
And it is possible that you could accidentally mentally merge two characters into one.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. My grandma has Mr. Peanut trays hanging on her walls, right?
Right.
I used to play Monopoly growing up at her house, and she's got one of the old vintage Monopolies, right? Well... I always thought, because when I heard about this Mandela effect, I was like, man, I swore that the Monopoly guy, Rich Uncle Pennybags,
mm-hmm.
had a monocle. But then he doesn't. But then when I see pictures that people recreated with the monocle of him now, I'm like, it doesn't look right.
It doesn't.
They draw him with the monocle, and it's like, you recognize, that's the Monopoly guy, but it feels weird.
Yep.
I think it also has something to do with people associating, he's this well-dressed, dapper individual. And
yes,
he he's high class.
Right,
so they assume he must have a monocle, right?
Because I associate monocles what you see. With, like... Because, I mean, we grew up in that generation where, you know, rich douchebags, like, what's that movie? Richie Rich, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody had a monocle in that movie, but, like, we associate that image of rich dudes wearing...
Aristocratic.
Aristocratics, and they rock monocles because they're fucking rich douchebags who feel entitled to rock a monocle. I don't know.
Yeah, and I think that's what it is she associated that, and in her mind she added a monocle, even right. though it was never there.
Yeah. Right. Well, why do you need a pair of glasses when you're just counting your money, and you're just going to whip it out real quick? You just flip the monocle up, and you're like... Here you go.
Why would you need money? Just, I mean, when you're that rich, all you rock are hundreds.
I never understood the whole reason behind a monocle. What's the point of it? Is it just like...
I don't know, man.
The vision is just shitty in one eye?
There are people who do have that. You know, I do know some people who have, you know, their vision differs per eye. So if you look at their prescriptions, one, you know, when they wear a pair of glasses...
Stigmatisms and stuff like that.
When they wear a pair of glasses, each eye is different. Maybe they've got one eye that's all right, one eye that's fucked up, and they're like, here, just use one glass.
Here, what were monocles used for?
Interesting.
Yeah, look up what monocles
used for. So it says a monocle is a type of corrective lens used to correct or enhance the visual perception in only one eye. It consists of a circular lens, generally with a wire ring around the circumference that can be attached to a string or a wire. So I'm assuming back in the day it was probably for people that had astigmatism or something going on to where they just needed one corrective lens.
Sorry, guys. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
You good, bro?
I got the...
Have some beer.
I got the big old C word.
Yes, the C word. Wait, what? Buddy, is there something you want to tell us?
Yeah, I've got the cunt.
Nice. So...
Sorry.
Berenstain or Berenstain?
Yes.
Berenstain.
There's
no...
I always called it Berenstain. Mind you, I'm dyslexic and had a hard time reading as a kid, so when I saw it, my brain was like, oh, that's Berenstain. Everyone around me always said Berenstain. From what I heard and the way you asked that, mm-hmm. I'm guessing it's Berenstain.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you. I'm still going to say Berenstain.
Well, there's like no N or no... There's like a letter that's missing. One of the letters is not there.
No, a lot of people called it...
Or is it missing an A or something?
Berenstain.
Berenstain. Yeah. I just still think
where,
it was a
where
cool
it's actually Berenstain.
Bear series.
That I still and that's read. Another one that Berenstain. Yoli was going back and forth with me. She's like, no, it's this. No, it's not. Google it. It's never been
so
that.
It's spelled...
Berenstain.
It's spelled Berenstain.
Yep.
How would you pronounce that, everyone?
Berenstain.
Berenstain.
It's not Bern, though. It's Beren.
Berenstain. Berenstain. I'm still going to pronounce it Berenstain.
Yeah. But she claimed, like, she was so persistent that, no, it is not. They changed it at some point. No, they never did.
Is there a place where I can
play
the audio of
the
word?
Next... I just Googled Berenstain Bears, right? The next suggested, like, thing people also ask is, why did Berenstain Bears change to Berenstain Bears? And the answer is, the theory goes like this. The popular series illustrated for children's books is officially called the Berenstain Bears, named after the creator. But that can't be right, because we all remember it being called Berenstain Bears, spelt a different way, which means their spelling changed at some point. And I feel like it did, and they just never addressed it, because now look what they're getting. Free promo from small random ass podcasts like us.
I could
talk
see
about
that.
Their books.
I could see that being an
Think
editor's
about
mistake.
It. Think about it. They mess up at some point, mm-hmm. and then just never go back, not expecting it to blow up into what it is, but then it does, and now they're like, oh shit, now people talk about our book series a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I hadn't thought about this book series since I was in fifth grade, maybe 20 years ago.
That's what he was reading in fifth grade.
I was. Not even... What were you reading in fifth grade?
Fifth grade. Let's see. Probably, Magic Treehouse?
Oh, I thought he was going to be all snobby and be like, I was reading Homer's Odyssey.
Right. I was fully expecting some douchebag answer like
Goosebumps.
I read
Goosebumps?
That too.
Yeah, that shit was good.
How about Animorphs?
Fuck yeah. That's all right. I wasn't thinking I heard they're going to be doing a live action.
They are. I heard about that, too. You know what? Do you guys remember flipping through the old Animorphs book series? Remember the little corner?
Mm-hmm.
It started out as like...
Yeah, and it would morph, as you flip through. Or the bottom of the page.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Brilliant.
I would love to start reading those again.
Like, so if anybody has any Animorphs books...
And they want to hook it up...
Goosebumps. Choose Your Own Adventure. Yeah.
I had
the whole collection.
I had a Choose Your Own Adventure about a theme park that I read like a million times just to get all of the different outcomes because I thought it was cool.
Yeah, they are pretty interesting. But yeah, it's fascinating to me, and that's why we're talking about it right now because...
That's why we decided to make it this episode.
Yeah, and I would like to have... Maybe asked a few other people as well on their opinion, and
we should have had people call in.
We should have done that, but you know, it was,
you know how we do on this podcast.
Again, I was not prepared today. I'm just so sleep deprived.
You know what? We'll do a small segment next week.
We'll do a poll.
We'll do a small segment next week. If you guys send us your favorite Mandela effects, your favorite, let's call them false memories or whatever you want to call them. If you go to our podcast at Matt's Not Here Podcast and you click that link, we say this every time, you can send us a voice message. Send us your favorite weird Mandela effect or false memory. We'll do a little segment next week where we talk about it just a little bit to recap. And if anybody sends us anything, we'll move on.
Yeah, and also try to make sure it's not something we already talked about as far as any of these, unless you're going to elaborate on something we've already discussed.
Or you know something we don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we're all wrong, and we're living in a certain reality we thought we weren't living in.
We're living in the Matrix.
Well, I mean, we already are. We are.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not. I'm trying to tap out and unplug of that, but that's a whole nother...
It's difficult.
Yeah.
Unless you know Morbius or Neo or Trinity, it's really difficult to unplug.
This is the Truman Show.
Stuck in the middle, and I'm like seeing it, but I'm still partially there.
Which one of us is
No lie. There's times where I feel like I am...
Don't give me that. I finally beat that weird paranoia problem I had.
And I think it might just be paranoia, but I've had instances where I'm like, am I being Truman Showed right
now?
Dude,
I had a time. There's a certain reason there are certain things I used to do in the past that would make me feel like I was on a show.
Mm-hmm.
Certain substances that I would partake in.
It's never been substances for me. It's just coincidences and happenings in my life that I'm just like...
Coincidences don't exist.
Those would make me feel like that, but then certain substances would enhance those. And I remember being at a recording studio in our local town of where we live.
Mm-hmm.
And
our local town of where we live.
Yes.
Who teaches you how to spoke, boy? Oh,
man, I learned me good English in my schools.
they learned me good.
Back
in that grammar school.
I remember being very gone at one point. And this, and like my friend, listener of the podcast, I don't know if she listens still, but Holly was, she knows I had this, I used to get this massive paranoia where like everyone's in on this secret camera hidden reality show, except for me. They all know about the show, except I don't.
Yeah.
But they don't know that I know about the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was crazy. It was deep in me at one point. And we're hanging out at this recording studio, and these two guys show up with cameras and shit to record a music video because we're at a recording studio. And she goes, hey, Brett, they're not even hiding the cameras anymore. And she, just to fuck with me. And, man, that sent me down a fucking bad trip for a while. And, like, I had to just, like, walk away. That kind of gave away what I was talking about, the substance. But I had to, like, walk away and go stare at this painting on the wall. And it seemed like I was walking into the painting and walking around this way. And I was just like, I'm just going to go here because I feel safe here. If I walk into this painting, I'm safe. The cameras can't see me inside of the painting.
I can imagine her doing that to you, too.
Yeah. And
just so you know, this is recognized as an actual condition.
Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah, it's the Truman Show delusion.
Yeah, it took me a while to get over it. I now know it's... Every time, occasionally the thought does pop back in, and I just have to remind myself, no, it's just me overthinking. Relax, you're not actually on a hidden camera show. If you were, these guys suck at hiding it because you already know about it. Move on. You're a terrible fucking TV show anyway. Nobody's going
to
watch it.
I used to feel that way before watching that movie, and when I watched that movie, I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
This is a thing?
Yeah. What I tell myself to remind myself that it's not happening is, man, I'm a boring-ass TV show. Who the fuck wants to watch me lay in my bed and watch fucking...
Porn?
Horror movies for 2 hours with 20 minutes of porn splattered in between every now and then.
Oh, you're like jerking off and you're like, I wonder who's watching.
Yeah, like why would you
He's like, I'll quit here. I can tell. I'll just edge myself right here. Finish watching some more. Go back. Edge a little bit.
I hope they're not concerned about the weird porn I'm watching.
Oh my god.
He goes from watching some super gory like horror film to like.
Speaking of super gory horror film, going back to jerking off. Have you guys seen this thing called horror porn?
No, I think I'm good.
I've heard of it, but I've never actually seen it.
I mean, I like
blood
play, wax
so,
play, stuff
no,
like
no,
that.
No, it's nothing like that. It's nothing like that. I just, you know, got bored one night, and I was like, let's just see what happens when I search this on Pornhub. So I just type in horror porn, and it's fucking weird. It's like...
oh, God.
Like, horror movies. There's some Resident Evil characters where they have these nurses have bandages over their heads.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine those girls walking in with, like, a cart. But, like, more skimpy outfits, and then them taking the skimpy outfits off, and that pale white skin is just everywhere. But they keep the bandage masks on, and they're, like, going to town on each other with certain medical tools. Nothing sharp, but, like... And then, like, there's other crazier, weird horror porn things where it's, like, rednecks in the fucking woods, like, banging other rednecks. Just weird shit, dude. Like, horror porn is crazy.
Yeah, I'm
and
good.
I watched it one night for about 15 minutes, and I was like, well, all right, I'm done. This is... super fucking strange.
I don't know about horror porn, but I do know about short horror films.
I do too.
How about we go ahead and review it now?
Today, this week's short horror film?
Let's go ahead.
Give it to
him. That's a weird segue. Let's jump into it.
Let's do it. This week's short horror film recommendation of the week is Meow. Adorable but aloof, cute but utterly cryptic, our domesticated feline companions have always been accompanied by a subtle yet definitely present dark side. Little by little, as young Samantha, the newest tenant of an apartment building, decides to adopt a stray tabby cat despite the rigorous no pet policy, disturbing occurrences will start to chill the bone to the marrow. Could the sweet little ball of fur be responsible for the flat's blood-splattered walls? Yeah, this one was interesting.
This one was definitely an interesting pick.
I dug it. I love the 80s feel.
Yeah, definitely.
I
like the soundtrack. Yeah.
I liked how
different
it was. Like whenever I pick one, it's generally more of your, I guess, classic horror.
Mm-hmm.
Who picked this one?
I did.
You, Lewis? Yeah. Had I not known, I would have assumed it was Matt because it was more animal related and Matt's our resident animal guy.
And 80s kind of retro. Yeah, I love the music.
But the music was definitely dope. Music was dope. And but this was definitely a
the feel, it seemed like there was a mix between like I got Pet Sematary vibes, but I also got some
kind
other.
Of.
It wasn't like the full, but like the way that the animals carried themselves, it was that very almost like, I don't want to say cheesy, but it had that 80s feel to it. And the whole thing just, it went together. Like, the way she walked outside in the alley, like, it felt very 80s.
How she held the hammer, like,
when
they did that shot with the hammer.
The framing of that scene,
it was very 80s.
Exactly.
And if you haven't already by now, you know the deal. When you listen to this podcast, we post up the video, the recommendation before. Watch the recommendation before you come to this, because then we talk about it. So, spoilers, but...
Oh, that twist at the end.
So let's get into the spoiler part. If you haven't already seen it, go watch it, come back. You should already be watching it before you get to this part of the podcast anyway. But I was so hoping it was like a killer cat. I was like...
It kind of was, but not really.
It kind of was, but not... Yeah, I mean, it was a killer cat, but it wasn't the cat doing it. It was the guy, because apparently he's got a fucking problem with animals that I'll never understand.
Well, because they'll scratch up the drapes and...
And fuck up the fresh paint.
Yeah, and fuck up the fresh paint.
Yeah, I'm glad the fucking cat killed that guy at the end, though.
Yeah.
Because the guy killed everybody else, but the cat killed him.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's like, a hero cat.
My question...
Newspaper article. Maybe.
My question is, like, how did he get that pizza guy so quickly? Granted, she was digging through long enough to get him.
Mm-hmm. He went down to... pet the cat was down, so he could have
came
up behind
him.
And
yeah,
just...
well, it showed him chloroform, the guy, essentially.
No, he slit his throat.
Oh, that's right. That's how they got the blood everywhere. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't have went out like that.
But the thing is, like, and then he, I guess he's the landlord, so he's got access to her office, her spot. So yeah, he probably knew she had the cat. So he's like, I'm gonna kill these motherfuckers, blame it on the cat. Mm-hmm. And then like, that's why he put that dude's fucking finger in the litter box. That was what, an old cereal box.
Well, that was his way of getting her to get rid of the cat, thinking right. that the cat is this
right.
killer.
Right. Yeah. Very smart. And
very smart and very dumb simultaneously. Like,
while we're on the topic of this, Matt, you're our resident cat expert by default.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, you do own 3 cats, right?
You
one
do?
One and 2 halves.
Sure.
How do you own half a cat?
Well,
do you have like the front half or the back half? What is it?
Cat dog.
Cat dog.
No.
Would you own a cat dog if you could?
I don't know. It depends on what end each of the animals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hairballs come out of the dog. Other stuff comes out the cat.
Oh God.
Jesus. No.
So my question is this.
Sorry.
My very direct question to you is this: what is the likelihood of this actually happening?
I mean, very, very unlikely.
Of a cat
murdering somebody? Depends on the size of the cat.
Yeah, it depends on the size. Like, your normal house cat, hell no. You know, you start getting into, like, okay, maybe an ocelot or a bobcat or a puma, then you're like, yeah, that thing's going to kill you. But
right.
With the house cat, I mean, I've been scratched up. You know, I've had them draw blood.
Oh, I've had some gnarly scratches.
Yeah, that little one right here.
I had a scar from one.
I shaved my head Jeez. Down to, like, a 1 or a 0. And my cat was on the top of the tree. And he didn't seem to like it so much. So I was petting him, and then he decided to jump onto my head and latch
nice.
On, claws in, and started biting me in the head.
Nice.
That's a vicious cat, man.
Yeah, so there's that. But
it's a cool cat.
I mean, what? Worst case scenario, you get scratched by a cat, and it gets infected?
Yeah, that's what I've
that's
always...
That's why I've, you know, every time I've been scratched...
Been concerned.
Immediately,
about, yeah.
Peroxide.
Everybody tells you to do that. I've maybe washed my hands and stuff after getting scratched only a few times, and I've been scratched millions of times. You know, you get the little, it starts to itch a bit, and then...
Well, you're trying to get, like, cat powers.
Oh, boy.
No, I think it's just what, you know, if their claws are dirty, if they're
right, I mean,
outside
you don't know where they've been, and every time I've seen my cat after he, like, deuces... They move the kitty litter around, and I'm not trying to get that, you know, I don't know if they may have a little bit of mess or, you know, fecal matter in their claw.
Course.
I'm just trying
not
to get that. So every time a cat scratched me or bit me, I've, you know, peroxided it immediately.
Yeah.
I had my cat bite me one time back when I had a small kitten before she knew her, how sharp and, like, how to play. Like, the way I played with my dog, she'd kind of gnaw on my arm, but she never bit down enough to hurt. She just knew... to hold on to my arm just enough to where, like, she had a grip on it. That was it. And so the cat would watch me and the dog play. And when I played with the cat one time, she was a little kitten. And there's something about the size. When they're smaller, those teeth seem sharper because they're just smaller.
Less surface area.
Yeah. And, man, that cat got me in the fucking hand. And I felt that go in. And, oh, it hurt like a son of a bitch. Because she got me, like, right on the, like, the... But not the pinky, but, like, that meaty side underneath the pinky.
Yeah.
Oh, dude,
yeah.
It hurt.
Oh.
It hurt. And, I definitely peroxided that and bandaged it up, but, like, that sucked. Didn't play with the cat much for a while after that.
My bigger cat, he used to bite feet if you were walking around with
Ooh.
No shoes or socks on.
Ouch.
And you're talking, like, a 15-plus pound cat
Oh.
that would latch onto your foot, and you'd feel the teeth just dig into the top of your foot and, like, around the tendons and the bones.
Ow.
And, like, bruise and turn purple after he bit it. The Achilles.
See, this is why I say fuck cats.
Oh, my bunny's worse. I go into the garage and the bunny, like, pulls at my pants with his teeth. He pinched me last week and he got me good. But, like, he'll pull on your leg and he doesn't realize that your Achilles tendon's right there, and he'll, like, tug on
Ow.
It with his teeth.
Oof.
That just sounds
I'm
painful.
Like, that's like bunicula or something.
God.
Your rabbit's trying to kill you, Matt.
Let's not extend this review longer than it's already gone.
Okay.
But,
so,
yeah, go ahead and check out that movie, everyone. It's called Meow.
It's, yeah.
And,
would definitely recommend. Obviously, since it's on here, we
and it's super
it.
Short, too, so, I mean, it's worth a watch.
How long is it?
It's like, only 11 minutes.
11 minutes,
yeah.
And that's counting the credits.
We're keeping them under 20, so.
Right. And, I forgot to mention, but directed by Christopher Jopp, written by Christopher Jopp. Great movie. Good job.
Yeah. I think
it'd
be...
Good job, Chris Jopp.
Yep.
And that was our... zombie killer clothing horror movie suggestion of the week. we're going to move on to something a little different, because Lewis, you did something kind of fun. I don't know if it was over this weekend or last weekend. But
it was
you,
on Thursday.
But you brought me some beer from a place that I never thought we'd ever actually get beer from. And when you sent us a video of it like a week or two ago, mm-hmm. Matt over here had no idea what you were talking about, which cracked me up, because Matt is the resident, like, I don't want to put you on blast on our podcast, but you're like the resident pothead in our group. You smoke more weed than we do. He's looking at me I'm an asshole.
Not anymore.
It's true in the sense that I don't smoke any.
And I don't smoke like I used to, and Matt smokes a little bit at night.
I mean...
Ergo, you're the stoner of the group.
He's lighting up right now.
Exactly.
I don't.
And there is a chain of restaurants in a movie. The chain of restaurants is called Movies.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't remember that.
The movies are Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Clerks.
Clerks 2.
Clerks 2.
I think they're also in Mallrats a little bit.
I think they make an appearance in that, but...
Maybe.
It's mostly in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, Clerks 2, and...
I mean, I'm looking over
even
here...
Even the reboot. The reboot.
I mean, I'm looking over here at a box that looks like a fast food restaurant box that's got the Movies logo on it. And you brought Movies beer for us. You bought me some Movies beer. I bought Movies beer. I paid you back. Whatever. Tell us about this. How did you get in? What was it like? What did you eat? Give us the rundown of going to a Movies in real life.
It was an interesting moment in my life for sure. Well, the way that it goes down is you have to make a reservation online. They give you different time slots. You pick the time slot that you want. You show up. You go in there. I think it's like $35, but that includes your admission plus your meal. They do have merchandise as well, but it's...
That does not include the $20 beer that I bought.
No, it doesn't.
Or the $10 piece of cardboard.
You can include a beer with your meal, though.
Okay, that's cool.
So that $35 goes towards that. The meal was, I mean, it's a triple cheeseburger. What is it? The cow tipper?
Right.
Yeah. And they have onion rings as well. Those rings are phenomenal.
Okay, So, like, did it look inside? Did it look like the actual...
Oh, yeah, of course. It's made Movies. Up to look like a Movies restaurant. And it's also interesting that they have all these different sets in there as well. Like, they have the Quick Stop. They have Cock Smokers, which I thought was hilarious. It just... You get fully immersed into it by just being there. Like, you can stand in front of the Quick Stop, and they even have the canvas sign in front.
Did you sell anybody weed from the Quick Stop?
No, I wanted to so bad. I wanted to, but unfortunately, that's kind of prohibited.
And you don't do the marijuanas.
And I don't do the marijuanas, you guys.
Fair enough.
So,
fair enough.
You know, there's that too. So they also have, like, popular girl, fashionable male. And they have the big poster of Blunt Man and Chronic.
Oh, the comic book
from the reboot.
Right. the updated one from the reboot, where they kind of spoof off of the Batman vs Superman series.
Yeah,
that's dope.
So that was pretty fun, and of course the RST video.
Right.
But yeah, it's a fun experience. I liked it. You get to take all the pictures you want, because the way that they have it set up is it's all by reservation.
Right.
So you're not dealing with like this huge crowd in there.
Only a handful of people.
It's only a handful of people, small groups. If you were, for us, it was 3 o'clock. We were scheduled for 3 o'clock. So you show up, you wait on the line, 3 o'clock rolls around, they let you in, and that's it. Nobody else.
So just
you get to stand there.
You and your party.
Yeah. So
for how long do you get to stand there?
I think they limit it to half an hour.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. And that includes like seating time, like you can sit there and eat. That includes the half hour.
Right.
I think for all the pictures, you can take as many pictures as you want. I don't think there's a time limit on that. But for like the eating time or loitering time there, it's half an hour.
Strictly enforced.
Yeah, very strictly. No, well, I wouldn't say strictly, but like they suggest half an hour. I don't know how.
They're not gonna like usher how strictly you out. They enforce they're just gonna that. Like, no, hey, dude, come on. Don't be a dick. There's other people waiting.
It's well, let's be honest. All you're really gonna do is you're gonna eat your burger. You're gonna drink get your beer.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna move on. And literally, I was there literally for half an hour, and I was like, cool. I drove all the way to West Hollywood for a burger, some pictures, and a beer.
For $35.
$35. I mean, and I grew up liking those films. I grew up thinking they were cool. So I.
Oh yeah, no, it was.
I've seen them.
When I went to
like I love Jay and Silent Bob. So like, I mean, for me, it was just fucking.
Have you guys
amazing.
Been to Universal?
I
had a Universal pass for a while, and I went there with a friend of mine, and they have the Simpsons Land, and in the Simpsons Land they have Moe's, and so we got to go to Moe's.
Oh, I haven't been there yet. I've been wanting to.
We got to go to Moe's, and I got a I got a burger at Moe's. We tried to sit at the bar in Moe's, but it was so packed. It was not worth it. So we ended up going upstairs to the restaurant dining area, and we had a beer at Moe's. We had a Duff beer.
Nice.
It was pretty good. It was, you know, just your usual.
Duff man.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. But again, it was pricey for what it was. But you get to say that you had a burger and beer at Moe's, you know.
Right. It's a nice little experience.
I think
we got experience.
a couple of pictures. I got a picture of me getting arrested by Chief Wiggum. So, yeah.
Oh nice. God.
It's a fun experience.
Yeah, and that was part of my experience right there. It's just being able to see this Quick Stop right there, and you get to take a picture in front of it, and it's just like it looks exactly like it looks in the movies.
That's so cool.
So it's just wonderful.
That's so
cool. I love it.
So you and I have been together now at least two fictional establishments in movies. If you could bring any establishment from a movie into reality and have it stay permanently, like back, remember when the Simpsons movie came out and they flipped a bunch of 7-Elevens into Quickies for like a month or two?
Yeah.
If you could have that happen and have it stay permanently, what establishment would you guys choose?
Ooh.
It's a toss-up for me between Quickie Mart and, Quickie Mart's at the top. I don't know if it's at the tippy top. I'd have to think about for a moment which ones I would do. Let's take a minute. Let's think about it. We'll cut out the dead air.
Mm-hmm.
And let's think about our favorite fictional locations that we would want to see in reality. And because I know I for sure would be a Quick Stop. But I don't know, like, what other ones I would do. Let's think about this for a moment.
All right, so I've got my two.
Yeah, I was going to be all like, and we're back with our two, but I guess.
So yeah, we each got our two, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
we each got our two. So much for a fancy intro for that.
Lewis, go ahead.
So my first one, this isn't my first choice or my number one, but this is one that I would like to see. The Max from Saved by the Bell.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Got a nice little.
Sorry about that.
Nice little 80s look to it.
Very you really
or 90s.
So
I would say maybe early 90s vibe.
Right, right.
So I like it. It's neat. I think it'd be interesting. I don't know. It would just be a nice little place to go to. It looks like a chill hangout spot.
Yeah.
So that's definitely one that I would want to go to. But my top, if I had a choice. And I always wanted to go there, but then I found out it's not an actual place. When I was a kid, I was like kind of bummed. Ernie's Juice Bar from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, because,
oh,
I mean, it's brilliant. It's a gym and a juice bar.
Right.
Like, it's great. I don't know. It's something about it. It's just,
get your pump on and then
yeah.
Go refresh with some juice.
Yeah, and everybody there was just having fun all the time.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So until, of course, you know, Rita Repulsa came in, and then those five kids who suspiciously wore the same colors as the Power Rangers disappeared.
Yeah, yeah. Always. And nobody was the wiser.
Even though they all wore the same colors.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, well, I got my two.
All right.
Matt. Number one, Toretto's Market and Cafe from Fast and the Furious. You know.
Nice.
Notorious.
Yes.
Tuna, no crust.
What it... With the quote unquote terrible tuna fish sandwiches that, you know, if your name's Brian, you would like.
Yeah.
Nice.
Brian
Earl Spillman.
Spillner.
Spill, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
O'Connor.
Yeah.
Would you get, when you went in there, would you get the tuna fish sandwich?
I don't eat tuna.
So
but I might just take a nibble. Just for that? Yeah.
Just buy it just to taste it real quick and be like, yep, it sucks.
Number two for me would be the Big Kahuna Burger from
all
the Quentin Tarantino movies. So Pulp Fiction, of course.
And even though we know you don't eat meat, would you get a Big Kahuna Burger?
I don't know. It's the cornerstone of any breakfast.
Right.
Yes, it is.
If I'm in a Big Kahuna, of course I'm getting the Big Kahuna Burger.
Yeah.
Isn't Samuel Jackson? He just takes a
big old bite out of that, guys.
Oh, my God.
That burger looks so tasty. Did he say
tasty burger
or did he say tasty fucking burger? I think he says tasty burger.
I think he says this is a...
I think he just says tasty burger.
I think he says tasty burger.
Yeah, he doesn't drop the F-bomb all the time.
No, but...
I mean, it's definitely part of his vernacular, but, you know.
Like, what, motherfucker?
Right.
I'm Samuel Jackson.
And then the two I would pick are kind of two-pronged. One is where you would kind of start an early evening, and the other one is where you would end it because of where you started.
Okay.
The first place it would start would be McLaren's Pub from How I Met Your Mother.
Nice.
You know, get off work, go there with the friends, relax, decompress... Have a few beers or scotches if you're Barney.
Of course.
I'd probably have maybe both because I like both depending on what day it is.
Challenge accepted.
And then depending on how hard you go at McLaren's, I would walk over to Bob's Burgers and get a burger to kind of soak up all that booze. Mm. And then, you know, end the night at Bob's Burgers.
Getting
a healthy just... coating of grease on the inside of your stomach,
and you get to try out the burger of the day or
whatever it is.
Yeah, you know,
and hopefully you get there before their grand reopening with the whole rat infestation and all that.
Oh God!
For honorable mentions,
yes,
there's one honorable mention, and it's a place I actually wouldn't want to go to.
Oh God!
Oh,
it's a Burger World. So,
what better
to have Beavis and Butthead making your food? I don't know if that would be a good idea.
Okay, well, if we're talking about burgers, how about Krusty Burger?
Gotta try Krusty Krab. Gotta try one.
No, he's talking Krusty Burger. He's talking from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
That's
Krabby Patty. My bad.
You're talking about the
Krusty Krab.
The Krusty Krab.
Definitely would try one of those.
But yeah, maybe even the Krusty Krab.
I guess we got a couple honorable mentions. Lewis, you got one more, or Matt, you got an honorable mention?
No, that was my honorable mention. Was Beavis and Butthead making you a nice burger.
Yeah. My bad. I'm dumb. Woohoo! So, that's, this has been an interesting episode. Maybe,
How about Good Burger?
I would definitely love to go to a Good Burger.
Home of the Good Burger.
Can I take your order?
Oh, God.
Yeah,
I think that's,
I think that's
pretty much it. That wraps up this episode, so...
should we give them... Yeah, I was going to say, we're going to give them a little teaser for the next episode. I know we've talked about it the last few times... But we're actually doing, next episode, we are doing, I guess we could say, like, our top serial killers, or we're going to do, like, a serial killer-themed episode.
Right.
So, I know we all have, like, we joked about it at first, but this all stemmed back from, like, what, last week or 2 weeks ago, you sent me the picture of the serial killer things while I was watching a Charles Manson thing, and we thought it was hilarious, so we should do an episode about it.
Right.
But we would need to do a lot of research, so we kind of have been doing a little on and off.
Yeah.
I know you've got the book. I've done a little bit. Matt, mm-hmm. I don't know how much you've done, but
I've done a lot of research in the past, but it's like it kind of is not something that sticks around.
Yeah, it's a difficult thing to kind of remember because it's kind of dark. But so next week we are going to do it because we've kind of teased it a little bit. If you know a little bit about them or you have some knowledge, feel free to send them to us. Feel free to send us your info. You know where to do it. We talked about it in the last bit. So, next week, we're going to talk about some dark shit.
Yeah, so...
I hope you're ready.
Yeah, and before Wednesday, if there's a specific killer you want us to talk about...
Shoot us a message.
Shoot us a message. Just make sure it gets here before Wednesday.
Shoot it to us on Instagram or Facebook. You know how to message us. We've had a few people message us before. You know where it is.
So, until next week... We'll see you guys. This is Matt's not here.
Yep.
Thanks for joining us.
Make sure to stick around for the outro.
Where we talk about
our social
stuff.
Media and maybe do something stupid. But
we might. We'll start this Lewis off.
Definitely join us next week because that episode's going to be legend. Wait for it.
Dairy. I thought we were all going to do it.
Nice guy.
I was really
totally
hoping we'd all do it. You don't know that? You should watch How I Met Your Mother.
I don't.
All right. Well, bye, guys. Well, that was an interesting episode.
Definitely very fun.
What was it about again?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I think we were talking about...
Did we shift realities and not remember anything we just talked about?
I think we might have.
Oh, man.
Did this even happen?
Whoa.
Just kidding.
Where
God,
am I?
I'm freaking out.
Who am I?
Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for sticking around.
I gotta go check on Harambe. Is he okay?
I think he is. Next week...
Is he here?
What happened?
He died.
No! So, next week, we'll be talking about your favorite serial killers, or your least favorite, because of what they do. Hopefully we'll have some guests. We don't know. We'll see. We've also got more information on the mask giveaway that we're doing. Follow us for that. Check out our Instagram, @MaskNotHerePodcast. Check us out on Facebook, @MaskNotHere, for all of the information on the giveaway that we're doing. And if you have any information that you want to give us about what we talked about, the Mandela Effect, or any serial killers, send us a message on our Instagram or on our Facebook. Anything else you guys want to add?
Nah, I think we're pretty much
good. I think we're good. Thank you guys, and we'll see you next week. Peace!
Make sure you share this with your friends.